Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. All good gifts around us are come from heaven above. So thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, for all His love. We sing that. All right, maybe you haven't sung it for a while since you're here at the 8:30 service. But we sing that. Right? Or my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We sing that too. And we know that those sentiments are true. Completely true. Most certainly true. Our hope, our faith, our salvation, our redemption, it is all a gift from God in the love of Jesus Christ our Lord. This is my personal source of hope in this life and this world. And yet I recently read a quote that kind of set me back. It was as follows. The desire to privatize the free love of God for all creation seems stamped on our human soul. That is, while we want to claim our salvation, we also want to believe that we at least participated in it a little bit. And we think we have a say in who else is eligible for that same goodness, right? It's not just something that we thought up here in the 21st century. It's what was driving the priests in the temple. It drove the Pharisees and the Sadducees. It drove the church in Martin Luther's day, and it led to the Reformation. It is also here and now and all around us. That desire to say, I am the one, and I get to say if you're any part. Now, in the gospel today, Jesus tells us that the truth will make you free. And the truth that Jesus is encouraging us to know and believe, encouraging us to trust in and act upon, is the truth of God's love for us and for all people. Even sinners, even lost ones, even those least and left out, and even those who try hard to listen to God and live as His children. Jesus is also teaching us something amazing. As the crowds were sitting there tut-tutting that they were descended from Abraham and slaves to no one, Jesus reminds us all of our slavery to sin. And then He tells us, if the Son makes you free, you are free indeed. What Jesus is showing us in that sentence is that Jesus is that truth about God's love. The truth makes you free. If the Son sets you free, we are free indeed in the love and the faith, in the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the truth of God's love for all people. And if we want to see what God is really like, we can look at Jesus. It's all part of the gift. You see, we are enslaved and captured. We are imprisoned in our sinfulness with no way out. We can't do it ourselves because we're not strong enough. We're never going to be good enough. We can't buy our way out or trade our way out or bargain our way out. We can dig ourselves deeper and deeper and deeper into the mess. That's what we can do. Our redemption comes as a gift in the love of Jesus Christ our Lord. Our salvation comes as a gift from God's love. Our justification is by God's grace, which by definition we do not deserve. Paul today in Romans reminds us that when we are under the law, we are guilty. That's what the law is for, to show us our guilt and to remind us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And also that no human being will be justified in God's sight by deeds prescribed by the law. Paul reminds us that we can't do it, and God knows it. This is that former covenant that Jeremiah is talking about in our Old Testament reading too, the covenant we broke, though God was with us. That covenant is the law that always accuses us. But you see, if the first use of the law is to find us guilty, then the second use is to drive us back to Christ God is gracious and merciful. God gives faith and freedom to all creation. God gives hope and peace so that we can live as God's children and follow Jesus into the world, loving neighbors and friends, families and strangers, even enemies, with the love from God. Jeremiah is looking forward to a time when God will write a new law on our hearts, where we will be God's people teaching one another of God's goodness. Jeremiah looks forward to a time when God will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. That time is now for us right here. Paul reminds us that the righteousness of God, that is, our right relationship with God, is ours through faith, which is another gift from God, and that we are now justified by God's grace as a gift. God has passed over the sins previously committed, forgiven us, and gives us hope for tomorrow, and it is all a gift. So then Jesus tells us that we are free in His love to serve. This is not a freedom that allows us to do whatever it is that we feel like. It's a freedom for the sake of others. It's a freedom for the sake of love. Knowing God's grace is ours, we are now free to share that love, to live in gentleness and kindness, to live patiently, helping wherever it is that we can. We are free to discover ways to make God's love real for those around us. This is all free. It is all a gift. We can't earn it or deserve it. It is the greatest thing in the world, as far as I'm concerned. All that goodness and all of those gifts have been misunderstood, privatized, and even weaponized throughout the years. And that is sad. From Pharisees and priests to the church in Luther's day, to those today who believe that they know best and we had better listen to what they say, we humans have tried to turn the free gift of God's grace into something that we control, that we can decide upon, and that we deserve as long as you're in the in crowd. And so from Jeremiah's time, when the priests and the temple tried to regulate the piety of the faithful, but only when they wanted or needed to the Pharisees of Jesus' day, looking down on those who were not following the law as they saw it should be, we move to Luther's day, where the church, through penance and indulgences, through pilgrimages and excommunications, tried to force people into a rigid caste of in or out, of good or evil, of blessed or not. To even today, where there are those who wish to convince us that God is waiting for us to act and believe and behave in certain ways that shows that we're worthy of blessing or worthy of good things. In his day, Luther turned to Scripture, where in Romans and in Jeremiah, Luther heard God's grace taught and he watched it lived in Jesus' life. It is a gift for all of us and not a paycheck. It's not an invoice that we must pay. It's not a trip that we need to take. The love of God comes to us with freedom and a challenge. A challenge to take this gift we receive and share it far and wide. Jesus teaches us and shows us how that can all look in this world around us. And even that is a gift for us. We have access to all of these gifts in faith. When the law drives us to Christ, when we turn back to God, then we realize the gifts that are ours. We believe the promises of forgiveness, life, and salvation. And we trust that God will keep all of these promises, and then we live as God's children and as followers of Christ. That way, we reform our lives, and we walk with God by our side. See, that's the good news I get to share today. Our hope is truly built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, and that gives to us complete joy and abundant life. Amen.